Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. As always, John Kelly here with Jeremiah Stringer, the king of Kentucky backpacking. Jeremiah, I heard you had a good weekend.
I had a great weekend, man. I got to get out with two awesome guys, Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir, and Mike, who is
one of the two awesome guys.
Oh, touche. Touche. Yeah, man, we hit up Beaver Creek Wilderness. And done some off trailing. Ran into one person out there. I said, I've been here five times, never seen a soul. And then some guy walked up out of nowhere just in the middle of the day Saturday.
That's awesome.
Are you reading through the chat?
I'm looking at the chat. I'm trying not to like not look at the chat, but I can't help it. Like,
well, there's a
the
lot
guest
of
that
chat
we have here today is gonna attract a lot of great comments. That's all I'm gonna say.
Going on in the chat.
Yes, there is. There's a ton of chat going on in the chat. And tonight we'll have the return of another segment. And the fake news is going to be on in just a few minutes. So we're bringing back all the goodness tonight. But before we do that, we got a really important message for you all. And that's, you all need to take better care of your faces. And we're talking about follically taking care of your faces. And that is with our good friends at Outdoor Beards, who have been our first ever sponsor, and they continue to sponsor this channel and this podcast, and we just absolutely love us some Outdoor Beards. Am I right, Jeremiah?
I don't know if you've noticed, but my beard is getting thick.
Well, you're getting a dad beard.
I don't know what it is. I think it might be the grandpa's pipe.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good choice.
My favorite flavor at the moment of the outdoorbeards.com. Beard oils. That's what I've been putting in my beard every day. And you know what? Sometimes Bridget, she'll give me a hug. She'll give me a kiss before we head off to work. She'd be like, oh my gosh, what smells so good? What is that, your beard oil? And I say, yes, ma'am, it is. You're welcome.
And you know, one of the great things about Outdoor Beards is they think of us who travel a lot. We don't always want to take this massive tin of beard paste with us, right? We just don't want to do it. But they got these little guys right here. These little beard balm things like this.
It's like the size of a
caught in a storm. Caught in a storm. It smells like, you know how nice it smells right after the rain?
Yes, I love that.
Imagine that being in your beard, because that's what this is, and it's fantastic. And Jeremiah, what a lot of people don't realize is you literally shaved 2 days ago. And it was Outdoor Beards that made that beard grow in so perfectly.
Yeah, and if you're just listening online and not watching, check out the YouTube sometime, and you will be impressed with this beautiful beard that's helped being grown and held together by OutdoorBeards.com. Save yourself 10% using our code BACKPACKING whenever you check out online.
That's right. Thank you to Outdoor Beards for being our sponsor tonight. Jeremiah, let's get back into some things here. We do have a great guest tonight, and there's one comment that came through that I think best explains what tonight's going to be like. And that's this comment from Justin Outdoors, who said, I'm curious if Kyle is still interested in the women's sleeping bag he messaged me about that I'm selling on Facebook Marketplace.
The women's sleeping bag.
So, but in all seriousness, we're excited to have him on. Before we get him on here, though, we are going to start the ticker. It is up and going. Let's welcome to the podcast, who is now a three-time guest, I believe, on the show, Mr. Kyle Hates Hiking, Kyle O'Grady. What's going on,
What's going on? Thank you, gentlemen, for having me. And by the way, Justin, I am still interested if you're still selling that. So basically, I don't know, the other night I've done this a couple times. I'm not going to lie. The other night, you know, I was just having a couple drinks, just scrolling through Facebook as one does. And I noticed that Justin Outdoors had listed a few things. This is like on his like personal Facebook page. And he listed a few things for sale. And so I do this to a lot of my friends. I'm not going to lie. I, of course, had to make him an offer. I thought it was one he couldn't refuse, but I don't know. We haven't got that far in the negotiation yet, so we'll see. But I love trolling Justin, and Justin, I will continue to do so. Sorry.
Is that what our platform? Our platform has just become a medium for negotiations between Kyle and gearheads.
Well, I mean, I'm not negotiating right now. I'm just, I guess, I'm trying to keep the option open, but we'll see. We'll see if he gives me a good deal. He's tough. He's a tough guy.
And are you planning on being the one sleeping in this sleeping bag?
No, I'm not going to buy that sleeping bag. I'm not going to lie, but I am going to continue to mess. I shouldn't say that because he's probably, is he still in the chat? I can't even tell, but.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's still in there.
I just like to troll Justin, dude. I've never even met him. I'm going to meet him soon, hopefully. He seems like a nice guy.
Absolutely. Well, you're on episode 23 and episode 106. And now what episode is this? 200 and something?
204.
204. Well, welcome back to the show, Kyle. It's good to have you.
You're starting to approach Jeff Garmeyer as far as being on the show.
Oh, really? How many times has he been on?
I think five. I think he's been on here five times at this point.
Wow.
Jeff Garmeyer. Well, yep.
He's been on here quite a bit.
I am no Jeff Garmeyer. Let's make that perfectly clear. But let's see if I can top his numbers. Get me on for six.
Oh, we'll do it.
We'll have you on anytime you want, man. You say the word. We're just glad to have you.
Well, you better wait till the end of the episode before you say that. I'm trying really hard not to swear or say anything bad in this episode to respect you guys because I'm very grateful. But as you guys probably noticed before we started being live, I have a hard time speaking without saying stupid things. So we'll see.
We love you being genuine, man.
Well,
Kyle, we love you.
I'm still going to try not to swear.
All right, go ahead, John. I know he's got something.
Well, we've got a super chat actually from the Pizza Ninja, $4.99. Oh. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate the super chat. Of course, the Pizza Ninja's been on here for a few years now, leaving some awesome comments for us. So I want to do a little something tonight. I feel like now that Kyle's been on here three times, it's time to make him get a little competitive with Jeremiah. Oh, and God. So we're going to do a little competition, okay? We're going to do a little competition, and it's simply called Hey Dare Guy, What Do You Think? And specifically, what do you think something weighs? So I have set up a scale that's right here next to us, and I'm going to show you guys different items. I'm going to go and get that turned on so... You know, we're going to be weighing in ounces because none of us except for Jeremiah are good at grams and we don't want Jeremiah to win. So we're going to keep it in ounces. But one of the things that we're going to do here, Jeremiah, is we are going to show an item. And Kyle, we're going to show an item. You guys have to tell me what you think said item weighs. Okay.
All right.
And knowing that Kyle is the ultralight aficionado that he is, I have high hopes that he's going to smoke you on this, Jeremiah.
Well, I heard that he hikes without a chair, so he must be an ultralight aficionado.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll take it. My commenters would probably disagree, but I'll take it.
All right. So we're going to start off, and I've got a headlamp here. Now, this is a brand new headlamp, so you probably can't look it up and find out what the weights are on it. But it's by a company called Sandmark. It's got an articulating head on it, which is different. But it also completely turns. It's got red light. It's got a high beam, all that kind of stuff. It's a internal battery, so it's rechargeable, USB-C. What I want you guys to do is I want you to write down on a piece of paper what you think it weighs. And when I say go, I'm going to put it, before I put it down, you guys have it written up. Show me your weights, and then we'll weigh it and see who wins.
How many lumens is it?
I believe it can get up to 300 lumens.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold it up again. Hold it up again.
Okay. And this is including the strap.
Including the strap. And we're guessing in ounces, right?
In ounces, yes.
Okay. You have any questions, Jeremiah, or am I the only one that's Trying to get some intel here.
I'm wanting to know, when we write our answer, can it be a decimal or does it have to be a whole number?
You can do decimals. I don't care.
All right.
If you want to put 5.1 ounces, you can do that.
Was that a Freudian slip?
No.
Is it 5.1?
I'm not going to tell you what it weighs. I know what it weighs. It doesn't weigh 5.1 ounces.
You can take it. You can take it.
All right. My marker's not very good. Bridget brought me a bum marker, but I'm doing my best here.
I'm being told right now that I'm putting off a Barb Barker vibe right now. So I just need that real long skinny microphone and I'm ready to go.
Do we win any of this gear if we get it right? Like, how does this, or is this
just
purely? Well,
you've got bragging rights over Jeremiah when you win. So that's enough for everybody.
That's fair.
All right. So gentlemen, how much do you think this weighs?
Ready?
Show them right now.
Oh crap. This might be hard.
We got 2.25 and 2.8. All right. Are you guys ready to see what this thing weighs?
Yep. Let's check it out.
All right. Let's pull up our scale. And the official weight is?
Oh, some of the straps hanging off.
2.4 ounces. No, it's all on there. 2.4 ounces. Jeremiah actually wins this one.
He wants you to zero it out and reweigh.
Yeah. Do you have any other scales? I don't trust the scale, dude.
I want a recount. Okay. So the next item that we're going to weigh in here, the next item, this is kind of a controversial one for some people for some strange reason, but it is the Flextail. What is this thing called? The Mini Pump X or the really tiny one?
Yeah. Can you tell me?
Is it the Zero?
Yeah, the Zero. There you go. Pump Zero.
I know exactly how much this weighs.
Okay, so
it says I just talked about
it
on an episode.
It weighs 1.2 ounces. But
it weighs
1.2? Now, hold up. That's how much it weighs without the battery. But I have the battery in it, and as an X factor, I've got a nozzle for it, too.
Okay,
so you have to tell me what it weighs with the nozzle.
Okay.
What kind of battery?
Mind.
Huh?
What kind of battery is it?
It's a rechargeable battery.
Yeah, is it a AA?
No. Here, let me pull it out and show it to you.
I thought we were doing this for backpacking gear.
See this right here?
That is backpacking. I take one of those every trip. Can you tell me how much wind force does it output?
Oh, at least 500 millitons.
How many gigawatts per second?
I was going to say about 500 millitons of power is what it puts out.
All right. I think I got mine.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Show me how much you're guessing this weighs with the nozzle that I've now put on it.
I don't care how much this thing weighs, to be honest. This thing's ridiculous.
We got 0.99 ounces 1.8 ounces. How much you say it is, Jeremiah? 1.99.
1.99 with my sucky marker.
All right. Well, guys, here we go. We're going to set it down right here. And the weight is 2 ounces.
2 ounces? Oh, my gosh. Flex on them for the flex.
I almost guessed 2 ounces, too.
Jeremiah, I'm confused.
I got embarrassed last week. Let's be honest.
You did get embarrassed last week. Yeah, you got beat by Tara.
Tara
smoked you pretty good.
Yeah, she knew everything about the Appalachian Trail. I knew nothing. I concede to that. But
why couldn't we have done that with me? I would have gotten those right, probably.
You probably would have nailed every one of them. I thought this was going to go in your favor.
I guess the weight of a pump. Come on.
All right, so the next one on this list, let me go ahead and bring back up the interview window here. So the next one on this list is a life water bottle.
Oh, a life water bottle. Okay.
All right, finally some real backpacking gear. 3.8
ounces. This empty bottle right here. This has probably been on like 15 or 20 different trips. So are you ready?
How empty of water is it? Is it completely dry?
It is completely bone dry. Yes.
I have a question. Does it still have that little thing under the cap where you got to break the seal?
Yes, it does. Okay. It does. Okay. That's going to add at least like 0.04 ounces to this thing.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right.
I've definitely weighed these so many times, too. I just can't remember.
I've never weighed one in my entire life. I think I know how much it weighs when it's full.
Jeremiah, I don't think you've weighed anything except for an entire pack.
Yeah, I usually just close my eyes until I get there, and then we weigh it. It works out for me.
There are a bunch of guesses going on in the chat window, too. That's pretty impressive. Some of them have gotten really close on some of these, too. So,
well, that's what I've been doing. I've just been watching the chat and see what everybody else is.
Ah, smart
move. Wow, why haven't I been doing this?
I haven't done that. I'm just joking.
I don't know if he's joking.
I don't think he's joking. You ready? I think he's been cheating the whole time. He's actually got a window up and he's looking things up. All right, guys. What do you think this one weighs? Jeremiah's going 2.5 ounces and Kyle's 2.2 ounces.
Oh, he's beat me.
All right. Well, I think it's time to go to the scale. Let's set our bottle on here.
Wait. Put it upright.
Well, I can't. It'll hit the camera.
Oh.
Okay, are you ready?
If I lose.
1.4 ounces. Kyle with the win on that one.
That doesn't feel like a win. I feel like I should have known that, to be honest. Wasn't that close.
To be honest, you needed that one.
But you got it.
I need that one.
Oh, now we're talking smack.
Oh, I started talking smack while we were texting about the show earlier. I thought
Jeremiah's not even messing around right now.
I thought we were doing drawings or something.
So next up on this list, and this is going to be a good one. Next up on this list is vintage Darn Tuft socks. Tuff socks. And these are the Cool Max. I had to write this down because I don't even sell these anymore. I had to go back in my backcountry.com account from 2016 to find out what these were called. They're Cool Max full cushion boot socks. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's the pair together. What do you think these weigh?
That's going to be pretty heavy.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I know this one.
Are they, how far up do they go? They're not ankle, right?
Oh, they're not ankle. No, they're the longer ones.
Crew cut?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the crew socks.
Okay.
You can wear them with boots.
And what size are they?
They are.
Oh.
They're largest.
They're largest. Okay. Have they ever been worn?
Many times.
Okay. With maybe there's some sweat equity in there too. Maybe.
These are wintertime socks for me.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Hold on.
Hold on. Some more thinking. Kyle needs some more. He needs some more thinking.
And while Kyle's thinking here, we've got another super chat that just popped up from Rachel Jean, the Gypsy Queen, 1999. Thank you so much. It says, for diapers and backpacking expenses and such, be well and love y'all. That's awesome.
Oh, to the diaper fund.
That one goes in my book. That's awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. Rachel's awesome. All right.
Thank you.
So do you guys know what you're going to do now?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right.
Locked
Show me your weights, boys. See, Jeremiah, 6.2 ounces and 2.7 ounces.
Oh, that's an easy win for me. That's a dub. That's a victory, I think.
All right, let's go to the scale. We'll set the socks down. Are you ready?
Yep.
3.3 ounces, Jeremiah. You just lost that one.
My gosh. Where's my boo? I forgot to install a boo button on the soundboard. I should have learned from last week.
Woo, buddy. All right. So the last item.
Is this for the win?
This is for the win. And I'm so glad it's tied because it makes it way more exciting right now.
Yeah.
But the final item on this list is one that well, Kyle, I'm just going to be honest, because you're on, we had to do it.
Oh, boy.
It's the Helinox Chair Zero L.
Oh.
For loser?
It's not the Chair Zero. It's for loser. I figured you were going to say that. I was kind of hoping you would. it's the larger version of the Chair Zero. It's not as big as the Chair One. Like, if you remember, Jeremiah, my Chair 0.5, this was Helinox actually doing what I asked them to do. And creating something that wasn't as heavy as a Chair One, but wasn't as crappy as a Chair Zero. So, guys, put in your guesses. Let's see what you can guess as far as how much this one weighs.
Okay. Now, if Kyle goes over, do I win automatically?
No.
Wait,
whoever's closest?
It's whoever's closest. Wait,
I'm just trying to establish the ground rules here.
Establish the ground rules are whoever guesses closest gets the point.
Well, that wasn't established before the first question.
Oh,
wait, so are we guessing in pounds now? Because there's no way this thing weighs less than a pound.
Oh, well, yeah.
Pounds and ounces. Pounds and ounces.
Pounds and ounces. Wow.
Pounds and ounces.
So let me write this down. All right. I think I got the pound. Now I got to get the ounces. Oh. Yep. I think I got the victory here. You know why? Because I never miss a trip with a chair.
Yeah, but you carry 3-pound chairs.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you just got to make that sacrifice to be comfortable. You don't want to be sitting on the ground, dirt, around some quarter-inch sit pad.
Well, the guesses are coming in online from the peanut gallery. And are you guys ready?
No, hold on. I want to change my ounces.
Oh, he's changing it after he saw the comments.
He looked at the chat. What he did, he just looked at the chat, was like, wait a second, I need to change one of those answers.
Okay, well, do you want me to change it back?
They're all different. It's not like there's a general consensus that I'm seeing.
There's
so far.
No consensus anywhere.
I'll change it back.
Okay, are we ready?
Oh, hold on. I'm changing it back.
I'm ready.
All right.
Kyle, this is what it's like when you work with a diva.
That's right. You know? That's right. Yeah. All right, I'm ready. Diva, man.
Okay, so what do you guys got? What do you guys got? 1 pound, 10 ounces. What's your say, Jeremiah?
I changed it to 1 pound, 10 ounces, and then changed it back to 1 pound, 14 ounces.
Oh, so Jeremiah's got 114 now. Okay, yeah, this is good. Okay, are you ready? Let's get this over to the scale. Oh, man, I'm nervous. I am nervous
with
now.
The stuff sack?
Yep, this is with the stuff sack.
It's in my favor.
Oh, I didn't consider the stuff sack.
The whole thing is on here. Are you ready? 1 pound, 7.1 ounces for the win! Kyle O'Grady, he nails it. Look at that. Well, that's all part of it's laying on the desk now, but 1.7 ounces. Jeremiah, you got smoked, buddy.
I feel terrible about myself.
I mean, he didn't get smoked, to be fair. It was one.
No, you don't understand. When Jeremiah loses, he gets smoked. That's the rules around here.
All right, that's fair, I guess. So, it's weird because two of those items weren't even backpack gear items either, so I'm pretty proud of myself. I consider backpacking my specialty, in the fact that there was a pump and a chair in there, both distinctly not backpacking gear items. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I love that. So Kyle, I gotta know, man. You a year ago, you were like, what, like 50,000 subscribers, 60,000 subscribers, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
You go on the PCT, you run into forest fires. I know you were frustrated you didn't get to finish it the way you wanted to. You come home, and all of a sudden, instead of putting out a bunch of, like, everything about backpacking, all of a sudden you're doing these, like, mystery stories from the trail. What got you doing that?
It was just kind of something I stumbled into. I've definitely always been, like, I wouldn't say as much of a nerd for, like, mystery true crime stuff as I am a hiking nerd, but it's definitely stuff that I've consumed. And a lot of the stories that I've been covering on my channel are ones I've been familiar with for a while now. And so, you know, I've always enjoyed that kind of stuff, but I just kind of stumbled into it by accident. I made one video about a gentleman who was murdered on the Appalachian Trail named Scott Lilly. And I covered it because it was still related to the AT. It was still hiking related. And so I thought it still fit with my channel at the time, but it was also something different. And I kind of wanted to just try something different. And I just got incredible feedback on the video. Like, I've never had this amount of people telling me I need to do more videos like this. You got to do more videos like this. And so, and you know, at this point, that was still from like my core audience at the time. And then about a week after I posted the video, the algorithm took over and started pushing it out to way more people than had ever been exposed to my channel. And so I thought that, you know, I guess there's something here. I felt like it was a good opportunity to cover some of these stories, do them justice, and also teach, you know, not that I'm some expert on safety, but I do try to like extract lessons from the stories I cover on my channel now. And recently I also started doing this thing where in every video, maybe not everyone, but anytime it works, I will call out like a search and rescue organization, usually one that was involved with the story or one that's local to where the story took place. Like, I'll call them out and then like encourage my audience to go make a donation, you know, put their link in the description and stuff to try to kind of raise some money for these volunteer search and rescue organizations. And so I'm kind of just going off now. You can tell me to shut up, but it wasn't a master plan. That's what I always say, to blow up my channel or anything like that. I stumbled into it by accident. And it worked really well. And I'm just very grateful that people have been taking to it. And it's now broadened my reach way beyond just the hiking community. I mean, at this point, most people who watch my videos are just more general outdoorsy people, not necessarily backpackers, or they're just not even hikers at all. And so I'm very grateful for the last year, man. It's been a wild ride, I'll say.
Yeah, one person on here said Kyle's new videos are great.
I appreciate that, Kentucky Backpacker. Thank you very much. You know, some people miss like the more goofy older stuff I used to do, which I totally understand. Like, not everyone's into the super serious stuff, but first of all, I still have a podcast channel where I am definitely not very serious. So I still, that's like my outlet for the goofier hiking
and
stuff.
And now they're on YouTube.
Yes, and they're on YouTube, Trail Tales, it's called.
Yeah.
And so I still have that outlet, and I think I might start posting some like trip videos or some more similar to my old style stuff on there, even beyond just the podcast episodes. Because I do like this goofy stuff. But at the same time, I did get kind of sick of making like the top five backpack stuff, you know? Not sick of hiking or backpacking, but just kind of sick of that style of video. And so it kind of also worked that I was able to transition away from that into this more serious, but also more further reaching content. And I just want to keep doing that and keep doing that for
That's
now.
Really
so
cool.
I'm
Everyday
super lucky,
backpacker,
man. Super lucky.
Everyday Backpacker says maybe they should start investigating Kyle in some of those cases.
Well, nothing that bad's happened to me yet. Trust me, if I had something just extraordinarily bad happened to me, I would have made a video about it by now. I've milked every somewhat slightly bad story I've had on trail at this point, plenty on my channel. So,
yeah,
I gotta tell you,
getting
man,
you're getting a ton of respect right now. You know, Kyle's a great storyteller.
I appreciate
the families
that
involved.
Thank you, Rod. I appreciate it. And everyone who's saying, I'm sure there's probably some people saying some bad stuff too, but I appreciate everyone who like that stuff and support my channel. I'm super grateful. Like, it's been crazy.
Well, here's a comment for you. Being murdered while hiking is greater than dying at work.
I mean, I'd prefer to have that not happen anywhere, but
that's a little bit more, but I mean, there's some positivity there, I guess. Yeah. So Kyle, where do you find all your information? Like, because you come up with these, you find these stories, and I'm thinking to myself, how did I not hear about this? How have I not known about this?
Will you give us the logistics of your last video?
Sure. Which one? I've been simultaneously working on the next like bunch of them. I'm trying to like right now. I'm trying to pre-write a bunch of videos so that I can take a good like a couple of months off over the summer to go backpack. So I've been working on a bunch of videos lately, but the general process is so in terms of where I get the information, like it can vary. You know, I'll read as many news articles as I can find on these stories. Sometimes I'll read books as well. I mean, those are usually the two places, but I really am careful about the details. I'm sure I've still gotten things wrong, but a lot of time the details will greatly vary between news sources. And so I don't just use one source. I always use a bunch, and then really kind of, I'll just read them all a bunch, try to get a good understanding just in my head of what the story is. And then I'll kind of sit down and I'll just kind of write like a usually 5 to 7 page script. And then, you know, kind of go from there. But as far as where I get the ideas, like I said, a lot of these stories I've been familiar with just because I am kind of, even before I was making these videos, I've always been kind of interested in this stuff. It's like a morbid curiosity almost. but sometimes I'll have people suggest things, especially now that my channel's gotten bigger too. I'll have people suggest like, oh, you should cover this story, or have you heard about this story? And so I'll do that sometimes as well. And sometimes I'll just seek things out too. I'll like Google around. But I don't know. There's a lot of crazy stories out there, for better or for worse, I guess, not for better. Yeah. What was that, Jeremiah?
Do you see it turning into like, so you said it's really widened your reach, of course, because the videos that you were doing before have a very specific audience, a very like specific lane and niche on YouTube. So this widened your reach a lot, which gives you a lot more traction, a lot more views. And obviously subscribers and all the things that go along with that. Do you see it eventually evolving into covering more than just outdoors related events?
You never say never. I have no plans of that at the moment because like there's so many, I have a whole document of just ideas that are not even just outdoors related still, but just hiking specific ideas. And so I will definitely say that I do think probably not even that far off from now, I will start to cover some more stories that are still outdoors, but maybe not backpacking, hiking specific, maybe like people that were like just camping regularly or climbing, or I'm working on one right now actually that was more mountaineering, an Everest story. And so I see myself branching out in that regard, but going beyond the outdoors in general, maybe someday. But my channel name is Kyle Hates Hiking. I feel like it would just be kind of weird to do like cover like a, something else that's not outdoors adjacent, but I'll never say never, but at the moment, no specific plans for that.
We've got some really fun people like really comment tonight about what you're doing. One of them was, this is a really cool idea. This is Everyday Backpacker says, Kyle should do a collaboration with the podcast National Park After Dark. They do a bunch of mystery stories in parks.
Oh, I've heard of them before. Honestly, the only reason I've heard of them is because one time somebody accused me of copying them. And I was like, I didn't know that they owned the story. So that was actually the first. But I think I looked them up after, and they're like a huge podcast. I think they're
a massive podcast.
Yeah, I am.
I think it's one of the biggest outdoor podcasts in the country, period.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, they don't want anything to do with me then. I'm nothing compared to them.
Now, there is one big mystery that I think everybody who's a part of this channel would love for you to try and crack.
Okay.
It says the next unsolved mystery Kyle needs to try and solve is when Jeremiah is going to have merch.
I see the merch comments in the, because you put it on the ticker about me laughing at everybody. We have this sort of running joke here, Kyle. I haven't released merch on my channel. I may have made some false promises. I may have lost.
I think he shed some crocodile tears over it.
Yeah. Oh, no. But
well, dude, make some merch.
Yeah, I could.
But he won't. It sounds like
he won't. He won't. Like at this point, it's not happening. Nobody believes it. It's not happening.
I'd like to do it at some point as well, but I've never even started the process of looking into how to make that happen. So maybe someday we'll see.
Well, either way,
that would be an amazing solving of a case if you could pull that one off.
Maybe I can make merch with Jeremiah on it. Would that be a good compromise?
Ooh,
that'd be perfect. Just throw me some royalties.
We'll talk. We'll see.
Somebody wants to know if you and Dan Becker are ever going to go backpacking together.
Dude, I would love to, man. I met him twice at this point, but I haven't hiked with him. We've talked about it, but never actually made any solid plans. And to be fair, I've been traveling around and moving around a lot the past year, so I haven't really been like super accessible. I mean, I haven't really collaborated with anybody, not just him. So we will at some point, I'm sure. But no plans at the moment. Maybe by the end of the year, we'll see. No promises. You see, I can't. What's that?
So the first time you met him, it was a real quick meet, right? I think we even talked about that on one of the previous shows that you were on. The second time you met him, it looked to me like you're kind of, I don't know, you're at a crossroads trying to finish the PCT, and everything totally went the opposite way of what you were expecting it looked like. And you decided to go to Trail Days for PCT. Is that right?
Yeah, that was last year. I was back just trying to finish up the miles I'd missed on my 2022 through hike attempt. And a lot of the same miles that I'd missed in 2022 were also ended up being closed in 2023 after I'd already flown out there and done all that, of course. But as a lot of people pointed out to me after the fact, I probably should have gone earlier in the season because I went a little bit late or a little bit later than I could have at least. And if I had gone earlier, I could have maybe snuck through before all the fires started. And so I would like to go back again this year to try again and, to finish up those miles, not the whole trail, but, I'll try to go back a little bit earlier this year, most likely.
That's awesome.
I heard that somebody heard that you were flying out there and set forest fires when you were on the way. Is that true?
I wouldn't surprise me.
That was me.
you set the forest fires, or you're the person I heard it from?
Kyle did some joke on one of his videos. I didn't like it, so I burned down the forest. I just got really upset about it. So
I hope you have some good lawyers, dude, because you just incriminated the heck out of yourself.
Well, you know, yeah. Well, there's that. You know, we have video of you, Kyle. A lot of people don't realize that before you really got into hiking, you were an underwear model. Yeah. And so we kind of want to give everybody a chance to see just, you know, what's going on under the surface.
Abercrombie & Fitch model. Have you seen him? Oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, what's up, man? So we're hiking right along right now. And the long trail actually turns onto this ski trail. And we...
So, Kyle, you're in pretty good shape, dude.
You're jacked,
that was 3 years ago. That was 3 years ago, dude.
So you're saying you're in better shape now?
No, I was.
You're
probably
embarrassed
the best
by how you
I've
looked 3 years
life.
Ago.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I mean, I'm not. I don't know. It's fine.
No, I mean, you're embarrassed. No one's ever done this to me small before. Back then. That you looked that small.
I'm
back
sweating.
Then.
I mean, I think I look kind of small. You can always look bigger, right?
Sure, sure. Well, there's always somebody bigger.
Do you even lift, John?
I don't.
Oh, you know, John, he's lost 52 pounds in the past few months.
Wow.
That's true. That's true.
That? I've seen
your
Instagram.
You in no time. Good for you, man.
Well, I'll never have a six pack. I'll have a satchel.
Did I have a
around
I didn't
six
have
pack.
A six pack in that. I've never had a six pack.
You definitely had a six pack. Bro, I seen you walking
up. Okay, hold up.
It's always been a goal of mine to have a six pack. And
here we go.
Sure, Abercrombie & Fitch model. Have you seen him? Oh, there he is.
I was getting there. I'm definitely not there now, dude.
That was a six pack, dude.
I don't know about that. I probably drank a six pack of beer after that hike, but
I was gonna say he is strong, man. Whenever we pulled up to the campsite, this man was walking through the woods, and he may have been holding some adult beverages, and they look pretty heavy. He was just straight up walking up the mountain.
Yeah,
I only had it. It was only a mile hike for me from the trail. It was pretty flat too. If I had had to go like really far up, it wouldn't have been fun. Yeah. It wouldn't have been good.
Jeff Peters says, I can't unsee that. And to that, Jeff Peters, I say, you're welcome.
That's right.
So Kyle, what's your next big trip, man?
Oh, I want to go back and try to finish the PCT, like I said. And then I have one more, like I said, I want to take a couple months off over the summer, and part of that will be for the PCT stuff. But I've got a couple ideas floating around in my head, but I don't know if I'm ready to talk about them yet, because I haven't like fully committed to them. Also a little bit more hesitant to be like specific about where I'm going to be at specific
times.
Oh,
that's fair. That's fair.
Which that's not what you asked, to be clear, but but one thing I will say, one plan I have, it's backpacking adjacent, but it's not quite the same. A good friend of mine that I grew up with in Vermont is getting married over the summer. And as like a bachelor trip, me and some other friends, Flossie included, who, you know, used to be on my channel all the time. It's going to be four of us, me, him, and two others. We're going to do a section of the Allegash Wilderness Waterway in Maine, which is it's going to be like a paddling trip, which I'm so excited for that, dude. Cause I've like canoed before, and I've like camped out of a canoe, but I feel like I haven't like proper canoe camped, because the times I did it, it was just like paddle out to a campsite and then just post up there for like 3 days and then, you know, paddle home. It wasn't like backpacking where you're moving to a different place every day. And, you know, we weren't as concerned with like our gear and our weight and stuff. It was kind of just like quick paddle out and then drink beer for 3 days. So this is going to be a little bit different than that. And so I'm really excited for that. And I've never been up to that like super remote part of Maine either. So I guess I've been close, but I'm What's really excited called? For that. It's called the Allegash Wilderness Waterway.
Interesting. I've got to look that up, because I don't do a lot of paddling, so I don't know about that.
No, I don't either. I had never even, I mean, I'd heard of, I guess I'd kind of heard of it before, but it was my friend who's getting married. It was his idea. And so I was like, dude, let's do it. That sounds like all the fun of backpacking with slightly more luxuries. Yeah. Although I haven't paddled all day for multiple days, so maybe it'll suck. I don't know, but
yeah. I got a buddy who really wants to do the Mississippi River.
Oh, the whole thing?
The whole thing. It's like a 3-month paddle.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
He's talked to me about it, and I'm, if I didn't have two kids and a wife at home, I could do it. I don't think I'd be gone 3 months in a row. I don't think my wife would be too happy with me if I pulled that one.
Probably not. 6 to 7.
So, and I enjoy being married, someday. So I'm going to kind of probably not do that one.
Yeah.
It says it's 92 and a half miles.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do the whole thing, though. Also, I don't even know why I'm saying this. Well, I'm saying it because I'm excited, but I don't think I'm probably not going to make a video of it because it's like our friend's trip.
Yeah, you won't do it.
Yeah, so I'm probably not going to film it. I'll probably post some pictures on Instagram or whatever, but yeah. So nobody like hold me to this.
Yeah, speaking of your friends, people have been asking, what is Flossie up to?
Dude, people, I get questions about Flossie all the time. Flossie, we just don't live near each other anymore. Like when he was on the channel a bunch, we were living together in Vermont. We lived together for like 2 years. And of course we did most of the PCT together. And so, you know, that made it easy to make content, but we just don't live together. Like after the PCT, he moved back to Maine where he grew up, Bangor area. And I've been just all over the place. And so I don't know. I did see him a couple times over the summer. And like I said, I'll be seeing him over the summer again. And so I miss him. I miss having him in the videos and stuff, but we just don't live together anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm curious, without getting too specific, you said you've been moving around and traveling a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you move out of the state of Vermont?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, you know, I'm so lucky that I can do YouTube full time now, thanks to a lot of you folks watching, which is just a blessing, man. But because of that, I'm not tied down to one place. And so I lived in South Carolina a little bit. I lived in New Hampshire a little bit. I'm living in Hawaii now. And so, and then after this, and then a couple more months, me and my girlfriend will be moving. We're not exactly sure yet. She's applying for jobs and stuff right now, but somewhere Western US, like maybe Utah or Colorado, something like that.
So hold up. You just randomly throw out there, I live in Hawaii.
Just temporarily.
But,
yeah.
But still, like, everybody dreams of just going on vacation there. And you're like, I think I'm just going to move there for a little bit.
Yeah. Why Hawaii? You just throw a dart at
it. I mean, you can't just gloss over that and be like, oh, I currently live in Hawaii.
We'll respect your privacy. You don't have to get specific.
You're good.
You throw a dart.
It's a fair question.
This isn't like Delaware or something. This is Hawaii.
It was because me and my girlfriend started dating after she had already taken a job here. And so, you know, we did long distance for a while, but it was like I could keep doing long distance or I could live in Hawaii and we could not do that anymore. And so that's been what I've done. Although I haven't been here, like it's been less than a year. It's been not even like about half a year or so.
I took
a couple trips before I moved here too, but
I'm still sitting here going, I'd love to spend a week in Hawaii. You've been there for six months, bro. That's awesome.
Have you been before?
No, huh?
What about you, Jeremiah?
I've never been to Hawaii. I'm curious if you live like a tourist or if you like live there and then you're I hate all this tourist stuff.
No, the tourists are fine. I've only been here for a few months. So it's not like I'm, you know, an expert, but I mean, it's cool. It's the cost of living here is insane. I got asked the other day how I afford to live in Hawaii and it's not, we don't live in a villa on the beach. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. I mean, I'm in our tiny spare bedroom, like sweating because the AC doesn't reach in here. And you know, I'm not trying to complain. Like I'm grateful to be here obviously, but, I definitely don't live like a tourist. In fact, a lot of the time I'm just working like everybody else. And then on the weekends, we're very blessed in that we have a lot of fun stuff to do and the weather. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Like I love the weather in New England where I'm from like late May until, you know, early October say, but like between that, you know, from just winter is what I'm getting at, late fall into winter, into spring even.
Right.
It's tough, man. It's tough. And so I really try to remember that, because this time of year, I mean, right now it's probably like 75, 80 degrees, and it's like that most days, and it rains sometimes, but it's not that bad. So I'm very lucky, but like, man, it's so expensive here. It was never like a we're going to move here forever kind of thing. We, you know, we don't own property here or anything like that. It's too much.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, give me like a typical item that you went in Vermont and you bought, you're like, oh, I got to get a gallon of milk, or I'm going to get a double quarter pounder or whatever. What's the big difference there?
Apples, I mean, gas is the big one. Gas, I mean, it varies just like anyone or any other place, but like, see right here, it's been a little bit since I filled up, because we honestly don't have to drive that much, which is kind of nice, but it's like at least $4.70 a gallon. And then in other places, I was on the Big Island last week, and over there I saw a couple spots, it was like just under $5 a gallon. Costco's a godsend here. The Costco that we go to is literally the busiest Costco in the entire world. I found that out the other day, and I saw it on a TikTok, and I was like, there's no way that's true. That's literally our Costco. And so I went and I looked it up, and sure enough, it's true. And it checks out, because that place is mobbed every time we go, but it does help you save a little bit of money. So that's good.
Man, that's crazy. Now, have you hiked any of the trails out there in Hawaii?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't done like a ton of stuff. Like, I would not consider myself an expert whatsoever on hiking here, but I've done some stuff. Like, we visited Maui back in the fall, and we hiked in Haleakala National Park, which was really cool. Last week we were on the Big Island, and we hiked in Volcanoes National Park a little bit. Nothing crazy, but just like, you know, some day hikes. And then there's a trail in Kauai called the Kalalau Trail, and that's probably like one of the most famous trails in the state, because that's like, it's like, I think it's a little overhyped, excuse me, but there's like some cliffs and stuff. It's a little gnarly, a little remote. And so we did that. Me and my girlfriend did that back in April of last year. And that was really cool. That trail's amazing. Eric Hansen just did it recently with his wife, and they put some videos up about it, if anyone's curious about watching those. And so I've done that. And then I live on Oahu, and so I've done quite a few hikes here, just like day hikes and stuff. And you have to be kind of careful, because a lot of the trails are just like kind of unmaintained, and they're like dangerous, like cliffs, ropes, loose soil and mud. People wear micro spikes here for mud. Like, the first time I ever hiked here, I saw a guy wearing micro spikes, and I was like, I never knew that a purpose for micro spikes existed outside of ice. And here, this guy is in Hawaii. He's wearing micro spikes. Super crazy. You have to be careful. But we've done some stuff, and done a little bit of trail running, just like some low key stuff. Nothing crazy. And it's cool. I tried surfing too. That I was terrible at that. I hate surfing.
I was actually going to ask if you tried surfing yet.
I looked at the volcanoes, the national park, and it's magma before it reaches the surface, I believe, and then it's lava once it reaches the surface, if I'm not mistaken. Have you seen rock in liquid form since you've arrived?
No, dude. That was the first time I'd seen like a lot of lava in a long time. It was cool though. It's unlike anything. Like on the PCT, there was a couple spots where there was some like lava that you would walk through, but like that was Volcanoes National Park. Just like it's crazy. It was awesome. Like the top is kind of, or the center part of the park is kind of where like the entrance is and like the visitor center and stuff. But then there's a road that goes down all the way to the coast. It's like a good, I don't remember how long, maybe like a 40 minute drive. And like down at the coast, it's like sunny and kind of warm. But then by the time you get back up to the visitor center, it's like rainy and not like cold, but it's probably in like the 50s or 60s or something. And just like a total different environment. And like, it's so cool. One thing I've learned about Hawaii, which if you've been here already, you knew this, but I didn't know this before I came here. Like, excuse me, the landscape varies so drastically between like places that aren't that far apart. So like, I'm used to in Vermont and most other places, I feel like, you know, the northern part of Vermont's not that different from the southern part of Vermont, But here you can be on one side of the island and it's like a rainforest. It's super wet and humid. And then the other side of the island, only a, you know, not very far drive, an hour drive, say, is dry. And it looks like the PCT in the desert, like total different. And they're so close. It's super cool. That's one thing that like really trips me out about Hawaii. One thing I quite enjoy. You never really know what you're going to get when you make a trip.
You know, Kyle, if you guys are looking for a new place to live, you know, Kentucky's got a lot of great places you can work. And there's a lot of great backpacking locations. And the Sheltoe Trace is here. You can get in a nice little small long trail.
I mean, it's not small. Isn't it like a 300-mile trail?
Well, I mean, it's not 2,170.
Yeah, but 300 miles is still a pretty good distance, let's be honest. Yeah.
But you could do it, what, like 8 or 9 days, right?
No. I wanted to die, maybe. Nah, dude. I wanted to end up in one of my own videos, then maybe, but no. I do want to check like that trail out, though.
Yeah.
Maybe like 6 months you've been living there. I'm just curious, have you had any cravings or anything? You're like, oh, gosh, if I was in Vermont today, this is what I would eat. Or like, I'm dying for somebody to mail me one of these.
Like food stuff?
Could be food, could be an item that you normally use that you're just like, oh, there's no Planet Fitness around. And every week I go for my water massage and I just miss it. There's got to be something about there.
So even before I moved here, I had already moved out of Vermont. And so I was missing this even before I moved to Hawaii, but the beer from like the Burlington, like Northern Vermont area, I miss that the most, probably like Switchback and Zero Gravity, like two of my favorite beers. And even in South Carolina, I couldn't find any Vermont beers except for maybe Long Trail, but I don't really like Long Trail that much. But, that's the first thing that comes to mind is the beer, dude. Like, and Hawaii actually has a lot of like really good beer though. There's some really cool breweries here in Honolulu. So I'm still blessed in that regard, but it's just something about like beers from your home. And Vermonters kind of take pride in their beer a little bit as well, I will say. And so I'm no exception to that. So I miss that, I think, the most.
So have you tried the local cuisine, like the Loco Mocos and the Musubi and that kind of stuff?
I really haven't tried it that much. I know I should, but
I'm going to tell you.
I don't know. I'm kind of a picky eater, to be honest.
It's good, dude. Loco Moco is really good.
Is that the one where it's like eggs on a hamburger or something?
Yeah,
like that?
On rice with brown gravy.
Ah, oh, dude, that doesn't sound that good to me. No disrespect, but I don't like gravy. I think that's what it is. I really don't like gravy that much.
Are you anti-spam?
I'm not anti. I mean,
no.
There's like anti-spam means like ban spam. Like, no, like it's fine, well, but because
like,
I don't.
A lot of food in Hawaii is made with spam. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, they put locks on it in the supermarkets and stuff. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, everybody loves
it.
They
love it here. Yeah, but I. Not everybody, John. Not everybody.
Not everybody loves anything.
It is a local thing for sure.
Musubi, Jeremiah, just so you know, is like a sushi roll, except they have spam in it.
No,
I did try sushi for the first time after moving here. I'd never tried sushi.
What?
Before.
Really?
Yeah. I still haven't tried it with raw fish, though. I'm telling you, I'm a picky eater. So,
what did you try?
With like shrimp, like cooked shrimp. And,
a good
and vegetarian
start.
Sushi I've tried and stuff like that, which is great. But the raw fish thing kind of freaks me out a little bit. I know people love it. People rave about it, but I don't know, dude. I'm too picky.
Well, not all sushi is raw fish, so.
Right.
So you're good. You're good. And you cannot say you've done it, so nobody can give you a hard time because you've done it.
That's right. That's right.
So you're winning.
Yeah, I never would have known had you not have told me. I could have
known what?
That you had never tried any sushi. Oh. I could have died and never have known.
That would have been a tragedy. That would have been awful, dude. You didn't know the intimate details of my dietary habits before you died. But now you do. So,
all right. Okay,
Have I sweared yet, by the way? I think I've been doing pretty good, haven't
dude,
I?
You've been
incredible. This is like a world record. It's impressive. So as soon as we go off the air, just let it loose.
I don't even think I've said – have I even said like Jesus Christ or God or anything like that?
No.
Oh. I've been trying not to do that as well, because that those fantastic. Even Jeremiah, we had a hiccup about this before, I think, where I said I wouldn't swear, but I didn't realize that like those words were considered profanity for you, or damn, I think I said, which I guess now I'm just doing it, so I kind of just broke my own streak there. But
now we were talking
it's
about
different. It's different. I didn't use it in, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm doing
well. I had to tell you, but the Daves are getting restless because these are the comments. Poop emoji, poop, poop. Poop,
dude. I don't have any good ones. Poop. Like,
poop. They want to know. They want to hear.
Poop.
They want to hear you.
It keeps going. Gravy poop. Poop.
Hey,
a random Kyle hates spam, followed by spam poop. Kyle hates poop.
Dude, I really don't have any good. I would tell it if I did, but I really don't have any like good.
Let me ask you something then. What's if that? You're in the lobby, John's still posting poop.
They're not stopping.
Let's say that you're out in one of those. I imagine after looking at the Volcanoes National Park, I'm sure I'm seeing some highlights. I'm sure a lot of diversity, but there's got to be parts of it where it's kind of desolate and it feels like you're on another planet. And what if you have to poop out there, but you know, there's not much coverage. You don't have anything to rock. Use the lava rocks.
I guess. Can I say something other really quick? Like,
I'm thoroughly confused right now. We got all these poop comments, and ugly teacher hiking just randomly says, "Great, now I want sushi."
They're on the delay. They're on the delay.
Sorry.
Damn. Oh, there I go. I just said it. You just embarrassed that poor gentleman.
That's what
poop merch.
Poop.
It's not stopping. Like it just keeps going. So we had just a few seconds ago, we had 338 comments, and we're up to 452 now.
I mean, they can keep typing it, but I don't have a good story.
I think we got your best two out of your last two trips to the podcast.
He's only pooped on himself twice. You heard about both of them.
I know people love those stories, but and trust me, if I did have a good one, I would have.
Oh yeah,
you know, I've told every. I basically have told every entertaining story. I, not just poop story, but any story I've ever had from trail at this point. I mean, I'm talking about Costco here. Like, let's be honest. I guess I'm kind of running out of things to say. So, I don't know. I wish I had something.
I think
I kind of don't wish I had something, actually, now that I think about it, because that means I would have had to go through a traumatic poop story, but I don't. I'm sorry. I'm sure I will at some point. We're not going to judge you.
They
are.
So Gary just put up here, are you really a through hiker without us? He has stories. We just already got them out of him. So there are no new stories. They're
yeah,
gone.
I mean, I had one where, but the, I just like, I got caught wiping. That's all it is. And I've told that story so many times at this point. And there's no like, I mean, I guess it's kind of funny, but it's like, there's no like good punchline. There's no like build up and like, you know, it's just not that great of a story. That's all that happened basically. And I probably told that on your podcast already. I can't remember. It's been a little bit.
There's no telling. We've had so many of these stories over the last, 204 episodes.
That's crazy.
And we can thank Jason for that. Episodes. Yeah. It's crazy. We just did our 200th episode a few weeks ago. So
I heard.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Sorry, John.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, I am curious, by the way, you threw South Carolina in there. And I want to say I absolutely love both Carolinas. South Carolina, it also has the beach too, which is really cool.
So does North Carolina.
I know, but it seems like we always go to South Carolina. I don't know.
Where do
if we
go?
Former. Last time we went to North Myrtle. So I felt like it was upper class Myrtle Beach, if you will. Seemed like it was cleaner and food's better. Places to stay were nicer and newer. But that's just me. That's where my wife wanted to go. But the reason I'm talking about Carolina is because I'm curious how long you lived there and did you do any thing outdoors related there, because it has a lot to offer.
Yeah, my folks live there. They live in the southern part of the state, and so, you know, I'm going back there from time to time. But I lived in Greenville for a couple months last year. Actually, around this time last year is when I left. But I've hiked the Foothills Trail, which is, I guess, close to Greenville. It's kind of right on the North Carolina border. And I love that trail. I want to hike that trail again. I'm honestly thinking about doing that one again at some point here. That trail is amazing. It's like 78 miles. And it's like, you get a, it's like a mini AT almost, is kind of the way that I think about it. Like, it really, I did it after. Yeah. I did it after my third hike. Yeah. The best training hike, for especially for the Southern AT, because it's geographically, yeah, it's not that far away from the AT, but it's just a little bit more mellow than the AT is. But it's long enough that you really get a taste for, you know, being out there for a good amount of time. And then it's also just beautiful. It's just a beautiful trail. There's tons of water. I think I'm going to do it again at some point.
I'm planning a redemption hike for that one.
A redemption? Oh, did you try it?
I didn't really get a chance. I went with a friend of mine. The two of us went out there, and his gear, like any possible gear failure you could have had, happened to him. Like, everything broke or tore or leaked. And it was on the first day. And so, like, spirits were down way too early on that trail for it to be a success. And so we pulled out, came back to Kentucky, got some gear, and then found a different place to backpack nearby so we could still get a 3-day trip in. But yeah, that was,
you gotta try it again. It's a fun trail. Yeah.
I'm planning on
it. I want to do it again. I want to go. The first time I did it. So it's like an east west trail. So I think I hiked east. I hiked eastbound Ebo, and I want to do it Wobo. I want to do it west.
Westbound. Oh, you want that real difficult, first hill that they talk about, the first incline, like 5,000
Table
feet,
Rock,
or whatever it is.
Nah, is it 5,000 feet?
I thought that's what somebody said.
Sassafras? Sassafras?
Did I what?
Did you finish by Sassafras? Sassafras Mountain. Yeah, that's the same direction we did it. I think we did 5 days. We're going to do 6 or 7. Then my wife, she had too much weight, too many miles, and was wearing Ultras for the first time. All in one trip.
Oh, her calves were tore up.
Oh yeah, she had a deal on day 5. Yeah, but that is beautiful. You're right.
Someone actually inviting you to a Foothills Trail trip here, man.
There you go.
Oh, yeah,
hiking Foothills last week of May.
It might be kind of hot the last week of May. I don't know about that. I think I'd probably want to do it. When I did it. It was end of April into the beginning of May, and that was like pretty perfect. I feel like it was a little bit hot still, but it wasn't too bad. I think like early April, maybe mid April would be like a good time for it. Although I know people that do it even in the winter. Like, I know someone who's doing it right now, actually.
The first week of November when I was going to do it.
So what were the temps like then?
Like 60s, mid 60s, low 70s. That's pretty nice. The day. So it was
pretty nice.
It was great.
Yeah, that'd be a good time of year to do it. Definitely.
Funny story about that though. We got off the trail 3 days later, this massive storm hits, and we were going to be, I guess it was top of Sassafras, where you can't get off. Like, you have to hike off. There's nobody can come get you up there at that point. Mm-hmm. And we would have been stuck there through one of the worst storms that's hit the area. So we kind of got lucky on that one, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The old Sassafras. I day hiked that about a year ago when I was living in Greenville. I just jaunted up it, relived some memories. I did a couple little like revisits on the Foothills Trail, but I have yet to go back and redo the whole thing. So that'll be on the list for sure.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, it's been awesome having you on, because it's always good having you on here. And we appreciate the fact that you sacrifice for us the way you do. And more than anything though, man, like, your new stuff has been awesome. I really enjoy watching it. And it's cool because I can sometimes get my wife to watch those videos, because she loves murder mysteries and she loves that stuff.
Okay.
So she is not a backpacker. She's not a hiker.
Well, she probably won't be after seeing those videos then.
Oh no, that doesn't help me at all. That doesn't help me.
You know,
at all.
It's funny. It's funny. Like, yeah, that's something I wrestle with a little bit. Cause like, you know, I don't want to scare people away from it, but obviously like some of that stuff is scary. But one thing I will say is I've gotten a surprising number of comments and messages and emails from people that were like, I was never a hiker, and then I found your channel, you know, after it blew up, from these mystery videos. And that inspired me to thru hike, or that inspired me to like start hiking, or I just bought my first backpack or whatever. Like a surprising number of people have actually been inspired by those videos to start hiking, which is not what I would have guessed, to be honest. And you know, I also try to like, I try to extract lessons. And so it's not just all like doom and gloom. You know, I try to frame the story in a way that it can be sort of helpful to people that do still want to get out there. And then, you know, sometimes I'll try to specify too that like, hey, I know this is scary, but it's not normal. These are very extreme circumstances. And so I don't know. I appreciate your kind words, John. And I hope you and your wife continue to like the videos, and I appreciate you guys having me on. And everybody in the chat too, like, especially those of you that are saying nice things, like, I really appreciate that too. Like, I've said it a few times, but like, I'm so, so blessed, so lucky. And you guys have such a great show, and I'd love to come back on. And so thank you, John and Jeremiah, very much.
Yeah, man. And honestly, just keep putting the videos out, dude. I'm just so excited for you that now you get to travel around and live in Hawaii and South Carolina and who knows where
else.
Those
two places are very different, by the way.
Yeah.
One of those two places is much better.
Very.
No, South Carolina is great. I was going to say this earlier when Jeremiah brought it up. I like the Greenville area a lot. Myrtle Beach and most of the coast and most of the rest of the state, for that matter, can be a little different. Charleston's nice, I guess, but I'm a mountain guy, man. I'm a mountain guy.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Well, hopefully you end up in Colorado at some point.
I would love to. I would love to, for sure. Yeah. Thank you guys. Like, seriously. And everybody, if you're watching and you haven't subscribed to the Backpacking Podcast, what are you doing? Go do it. Help these guys out. They got a great thing going here.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's a great idea. And I think everybody should listen to Kyle. So, and he carries weight now because he's a full-time YouTuber. So you got to listen to what he says.
Yeah. You're a little bit biased, to be fair, but no, you're right. That's spot on.
So, well, Kyle, thanks a lot, man. We'll just hang out in the green room for a few minutes and we'll be with you in just a second.
Cool.
All right, man. Well, of course you knew that was going to be good.
Oh yeah. He's a pleasure to talk to, man.
You knew that was going to be
a fun guy.
Every time. So we got a few little comments here towards the end. I wanted to make sure we got these in. This one right here was, and I just erased it. Of course I did.
Oh.
And we're only 500 comments in right now, so you know, it's not going to be hard to go find it again. Oh, wait, no, there it is. Okay, good deal. It says, so, John, are you doing the JMT? Is this the year? I am planning to do the JMT. It's probably going to be next year because I got three other guys that want to do it, and so we're hoping to all do that together. I can't really say too much about it because I don't know exactly if we're all going to be able to pull it off, but we're all trying to make sure we go together to do that next year. So I would like to lose at least another 50, if not another 70 pounds before I do that trip, because those passes are no joke. So I want to make sure I'm ready for that. Jeremiah, I'm not even going to put all the comments talking about you having merch, but everybody wants to know about your merch, man.
Well,
any updates?
You said that Backpacking Podcast is going to have merch.
Yeah, we'll have merch by this summer.
Okay, we'll throw something in there that favors me. Something. They can participate in the Backpacking Podcast instead of my channel. And I think that'll be good.
There we go. And Jeremiah, how's your wife doing with the pregnancy?
Everything so far is great. We're having a gender reveal, which I know some people think it's a crazy thing. Some people think that everybody should do it, just depending on what side of the fence you're on. But we are doing it, our firstborn, and we're going to find out the gender at the same time as everybody else. So we're excited. Bridget's in the party, planning phases. So,
oh yeah, we're excited that we're going to get to be there for that one. So my wife Rhea is super excited for the two of you, and it's going to be pretty cool, man. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, next week we got David Gray coming on.
David Gray, baby.
That's going to be a good show. I love David Gray. I love having him on. We're going to have to go on and find some new photography of his and make sure we get that on the show. You know, interesting thing. I didn't know this, but he told us this after, maybe a month after. Us having him on and showing his photography got him more excited to go out and take more pictures.
Well, I like to hear that.
So that was really cool when he left that comment. So definitely excited to have him on here. He's one of the most genuine guys on the planet, and he is an NCAA Division I kicker.
I know, dude.
That just blows my mind.
I love it. He, I want to see, did he? Yes, he put out the video of us going to Land Between Lakes. John, I got a homework assignment here for you.
Uh-oh.
All right. Now, the video is 38 minutes, so you don't have to watch all of it. But go on to his channel and watch the Land Between the Lakes overlanding video.
Oh, was he with that whole group of guys?
We all went, yes. So that's your homework this week. You gotta watch that video or at least let it play in the background while you're doing something.
Well, the sad thing is I was going to tell you this, Jeremiah, and I should have told you this beforehand. I will be out of town next Monday.
Oh, really?
I'm actually going to be in Florida for the week. So it's a long story we could talk about another time, but I won't be able to be on the show next week. This is a solo job for Jeremiah next week.
Well, surprise to me, producer Jeremiah.
So you and the man are going to be together next week.
Oh, well, we're going to have a great time, but we will miss you.
You are. I'm going to miss you guys, but I know you're going to carry it. I mean, you're the one that carries this podcast anyways. I know your back hurts every single Monday night. So
No, man. I bet your back is hurting right now.
Actually, it is. It's terrible. Yeah, you're heavy. No, just kidding. Hey, folks, thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. As always, we're so glad you guys have tuned in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Adios, folks.